8 couple away from the national news, but Tim, you engaged in a competition with Central Victoria's, well, leading team in the Seabull at the moment, going into the grand final.
I challenged Bianca Duffelmeyer from the Bendigo Braves to a game of horse, and we decided that we wanted to put something on this game of horse as well. Because, look, what's a challenge if you don't have anything at stake?
I really don't know why you'd put more on this, but go on. What did you put on this?
So, me and my housemate, we are a part of the Duffelmeyer cheer squad. So
you are the cheer squad, yes.
We are a part of the cheer squad. Many people cheering for Duff at the Bendigo Braves games. Maybe not so many as much as us.
Not so many wearing the Duffman costume that you purchased.
That we both purchased online, or the Duffman costumes, as we like to pronounce it, to get that pronunciation right.
So you own these outright? You've paid them off?
We own them. They're great. You might have seen us at the stadium. My housemate gets so into it.
A
little too into it sometimes.
That's good. You got to make noise. You got to make some noise for the Braves.
So we decided to incorporate the outfits into the wager. So I said to Duffelmeyer, I said, listen, if I beat you in a game of horse, I've come and I've supported you at the Braves games in the Duffman outfit. I would like you to come and support me in my Sunday men's Div 2 game wearing the Duffman outfit.
Oh, excellent. All right, good.
Which she said that she was open to.
Yeah, because she didn't have to do it because she was going to win.
Her wager was that if I lost to her at horse,
which
would have to attend the same Sunday men's Div 2 afternoon game that I play in. But instead of wearing my normal uniform, I would have to wear the Duffman outfit with my jersey over the top.
Doesn't seem appropriate playing wear, even if it is Div 2.
It's very padded. It's very hot.
Yes.
It's very thick.
It's not really regulation, is it?
It's not regulation.
You've got to wear the right shorts. I can't believe you can get away with the Duffman outfit.
Well, you have to wear the shorts and the shirt over the top, which is going to make it even warmer. Anyway.
So, what was the result?
Friday afternoon, went down to the stadium, saw her there. We squared off. The game of horse began. Flick, I would say about 90 seconds later, it was HORSE to me, and she was on nothing. Yep. I lost 5-0.
Yeah, yeah. Well done to the Duff.
So
Bianca Duffelmeyer beating Tim Rubin in a game of horse. Can't
unsurprisingly,
believe that.
Yeah, professional basketball player did clean me up.
So what next? You have to play a game at the Bendigo Stadium.
Yep. In the Duffman outfit.
In the Duffman outfit. Wow. You are going to be...
I'm going to be hot.
You're going to be the main attention for the umpires.
Which is not what I want because I'm really not a great player.
Nope.
I think the less people looking at me when I play basketball, generally the better. Anyway, we're going to pick a date. I don't think it's going to be this weekend because this is finals, grand finals weekend for the actual Braves.
Yeah, yeah.
My guess is following weekend at the stadium. Anyway, keep your finger on the pulse.
The only one dressed as a sideline Simpsons character while trying to play basketball.
Oh yeah!
Congratulations, hit 91.9.